what you can notice about your hip joints. So a good place to start would be just to see whether you have an idea of where your hip joints are at the top of your legs, where your legs connect to your pelvis. And maybe one is clearer than the other. You check left and right and see. Maybe one is clearer than the other, or maybe one feels more comfortable than the other. There can be a lot of extra muscle activation in that area, unnecessary effort. So check in with that too, if there's a difference on one side or the other. And then bend your knees and stand your feet. And bring your right knee up towards your chest and take both of your hands onto your right knee without interlacing your fingers, unless you absolutely must interlace your fingers, in which case, of course, it's all right. But if you can comfortably just put one hand on top of the other, and then very gently move your right knee towards your chest a little and then back to where you began. So there's movement in your knee and some movement in your arms. And what about your hip joint? And how much muscular effort are you experiencing now? So what's your breathing like? What's the tonus in your abdominal area, your lower back? Of course, you're always looking to reduce the amount of effort. That's good. Put your leg down, rest your arms. Bend your knees and bring the soles of both feet to the floor. Bring your left knee up and take both hands and take the knee with your hands and begin to gently bring your knee a little bit towards your chest and away, just as you did before. And as you do this, are you using the muscles of your leg or the muscles of your arm to move your knee, or what, maybe some combination of the two? It doesn't matter how you do it, but be conscious of what you're doing. Your lower leg and your foot can just hang. That's great. Let it go. Rest for a moment. Bend your knees. Put your feet like they're standing. Bring your right knee up over your chest. Bring your hands onto your knee. If you can hold your knee without interlacing your fingers, do that. And begin to circle your right knee in the air. Now, of course, you can do this and you can do it quickly. But if you were to do it slowly enough, you can track what's going on in your hip joint. And you'll probably notice that in some parts of the circle, there's a lot of muscular effort in the area of the hip joint, and in other places, not so much. And one of the ways to sense this is at some points in the circle, it feels like your upper leg, your hip joint is free, and in other parts of the circle, it's like your pelvis and your upper leg move together. So it's almost like there's a little bit of rolling introduced into the movement. Put your right foot down and just leave your legs standing for a moment. Rest your arms. And then bring your right foot back up, put your hands in the same position, and reverse the direction of the circling of your right knee. And it may be that the places where you do that little rolling in the circle are entirely different in this direction. Notice your breathing. That's good. Let your right leg come down. Let your arms come down. Take a pause. Bring your feet to standing. Bring your left knee up over your chest, both of your hands on your left knee, and begin to circle your left knee. Let your lower leg just hang, and your ankle doesn't have to work. Your foot can hang. Very slowly, noticing when you have that sensation that the leg takes the pelvis and there's a little kind of together movement, like a little bit of a rolling. And reverse the movement of your knee. Of course, take a break anytime you want to. So circle in the other direction. And let it go and rest. Bend your knees. Put your feet like they're standing. Bring your right knee up over your chest and put both of your hands on your right knee. And keep the right leg more or less still, but make a circle with your right big toe. So the movement will be in the ankle. You circle the foot, let's say. So if you think about your big toe will be drawing a circle in the air. see if you can do it with a little bit less effort. So your shoulders, your arms, your foot. Your foot can, you can make it more slowly if you, if that makes it easier. And then keep going, but in, so you're making exactly the same movement, but instead of thinking about your big toe, think about your little toe. So it's like your little toe is drawing a circle in the air. And then shift your attention to your heel, and it'll be the exact same movement, but your heel is now drawing a circle in the air. And find the circle that your heel is making. And when you're done with that, let it go and rest for a moment. Bring your feet into standing again and bring your right knee up over your chest again with your hands on your right knee and begin to do the same movement but in the other direction. So you're circling your foot, your lower leg doesn't move or doesn't move much, and you think about your big toe circling in the opposite direction from what you did before and see what you notice in your hip. So your leg really isn't moving, but is there something that happens in your right hip when you make these circles with your foot and your ankle? And then keep going in the same direction, but shift your attention to your little toe. Feel how the little toe can make a circle. Little toe can draw without any effort, so your toes can be completely relaxed in all the movement in the ankle, but you're tracking mentally the circle that the little toe draws. And then go to the ankle or to the heel and feel how the heel can make a circle. The same movement. Only instead of tracking your big toe, you track your heel. That's right. And when you're done with that, let it go. Let your legs be long if that's comfortable for you, and rest. Sense your two hip joints now, that in that area where your pants crease when you're sitting down. See what the muscles in that area are doing, how clear the image of your upper leg and your pelvis are. Bend your knees, stand your feet. Take your right knee over your chest. Take your hands, both of your hands below your right knee, just as you did before. And then slide your right hand down to the area of your ankle and leave your left hand on your knee. And begin to use your right hand to take your foot more to the right. So be very gentle, start very small. So your right ankle goes away from your midline, right? It goes to the right. And if you can't comfortably reach your right ankle, you of course just take your leg someplace else. Very gently. And feel how when you take your ankle to the right, so of course that's going to have an effect on your knee, but you also have this a much greater amount of flexibility than in the knee in your hip. So use your left hand to take your right knee a little bit to the left as you take your ankle to the right. So it can be very small. You're looking for all kinds of interesting things, but one of the interesting things is the response in your hip joint. And let that go. Rest. Bring yourself into that same situation. So your right knee is over your chest, your right hand is on your lower leg or right ankle, your left hand is on your right knee, and begin to do the same little movement of taking your right ankle to the right and your right knee to the left, and see if it would be possible to start to let the weight of your right knee roll you a little bit to the left. So as you do the movement, so as you bring your ankle to the right and your knee to the left, can you find a little bit of rolling so that your pelvis goes a little bit to the left and your knee goes a little bit to the left? Maybe your head, your shoulders, I don't know. You find what makes sense. That's nice. And think about this rolling. It's like it helps the knee to go. And again, if you're thinking about your hip joint, there's this way that the upper bone of the leg and the pelvis can go together at the same time. So there's the possibility of independent movement in the femur, in the bone of the upper leg. And there's also this way that the bone of the upper leg and the pelvis can go the same direction at the same time. So if you were to roll the pelvis to the left, then your knee is going to go to the left, right? Or it could go to the left. You could allow your pelvis to carry your knee to the left. And leave it, rest. bring your feet to standing and bring your right knee up over your chest again. Bring your left hand onto the knee and the right hand onto the ankle. And imagine using your left hand and the movement of your pelvis to take the right knee to the left so that you roll onto your side and your left hand actually comes to the floor. So just think it through. Does that make sense? And then after you've imagined it, if you want to try it, you can do that, and you can just imagine it again if you want. And so see if you can go to the side and come back. And you don't have to go all the way to the floor, obviously, but so your right hand stays with your leg. It's not a contest to turn in the chest, but rather a roll onto the left side so that your hand, your left hand that's holding your right knee actually comes to the floor. That's very nice. So it's your right leg. Still on the right leg, yeah. So you're gonna roll to the left and your left hand is on your knee, your right hand is on your ankle, and the back of your left hand will come onto the mat, or could come onto the mat. You could think about it coming onto the mat. And when you're done playing with that, then let it go and rest. See what you notice about any changes now. If you're using props under your head, keep making adjustments as needed. And then bring your feet to standing and bring your left knee up over your chest. Bring both your hands to your left knee. Slide your left hand down your leg and keep your right hand on the left knee, and begin to use your left hand to take the bottom part of your leg to the left. Very gently, don't do anything that's going to have an effect on your knee that makes it less happy. So your left hand takes the bottom of your leg to the left, but your knee either stays still or goes to the right. Left hand pulls away from you and your right hand pulls towards you. And that produces this very interesting movement in your hip. Stand both of your feet for a moment, rest your arms, rest your legs. With your feet standing, bring your left knee over your chest again. Take both hands to the knee. Slide your left hand down to your left ankle. Leave your right knee on your right hand on your left knee. And begin to take the ankle to the left and the knee a little bit to the right. Just the amount that that's really comfortable. Think about the hip joint. Make sure that's part of the picture of what you're doing. And then begin to think about a little bit of rolling. If you could roll a little to the right to make it easier for your left knee to move. And each time you roll a little to the right and then you come back to neutral and let your knee and your ankle come back to neutral and then go again. So you really feel what's happening in the hip joint and where you could do a little bit less work. And you can keep increasing the size of that movement as it becomes more easy, more familiar, more interesting. Rest whenever you need to and then just come back to it. And think about this possibility of the back of your right hand coming onto the floor on the right side. And see, as you do the rolling, can you track when the upper leg, the bone of the upper leg is moving independently in the hip joint and when the pelvis kind of takes over and the pelvis and the hip go together? Use your right hand to guide your knee down to the toward the floor on the right side. And let it all go. Lie on your back and rest. What's your breathing like now? Can your breathing tell you something about how the muscles in your hip girdle are working or not working? Bend your knees, stand your feet. Bring your right knee up over your chest and take both hands below the right knee and then slide your right hand down by your ankle. And keeping the knee more or less still, use your right hand to begin to circle your lower leg. So the whole lower leg moves, and the knee and the upper leg stay more or less still. Your foot can be relaxed, your toes don't have to work, your ankle doesn't have to articulate, your right hand moves your lower leg in this circle. And as you do the movement, see if you can let the lower part of your right leg go more and more to the right. So the knee stays still, it's just you're looking for, don't ignore the right part of the circle. So you want to get the part of the circle that goes to the right. So not your foot and your ankle, but the whole lower leg.
But with the hand in it?
You can use your hand. And then reverse the direction. Rest if you, whenever you want to. And then reverse the direction of the circling. What's happening in your hip joint now? And when you're done with it, let it go and rest. Bend your knees and stand your feet and bring your left knee up over your chest. Bring both of your hands underneath your left knee. Slide your left hand down to your left ankle and begin to circle the lower part of your left leg, leaving your knee more or less still, but the foot, the ankle, and the lower part of your left leg all move together in a circle. That's right. But your knee doesn't circle. Your knee stays more or less still. And then reverse the direction. And notice how much your lower leg moves to the left. Don't lose the left side of the circle. And leave it and rest. Bring your feet to standing. Bring your right knee up over your chest. Take both your hands below your right knee. Slide your right hand down to your ankle. And use your left hand at your right knee to bring your knee a little bit to the left and leave it there. And then use your right hand to circle the lower leg, foot, ankle, just as you did the last time, only now, your knee's a little bit to the left. And your knee doesn't move. And reverse, go in the other direction a few times with your knee still in this slightly to the left position. That's great. Bring your foot down. Let your arms rest. With both of your feet standing, bring your left knee up over your chest and bring both of your hands below your left knee. Slide your left hand down to your left ankle and use your right hand to tilt your left knee a little bit to the right and then keep it there and use your left hand to circle the lower part of your leg, your ankle, your foot. Being very gentle with your knee. Don't go any place that's uncomfortable at all. If it's uncomfortable, then just modify it. Do something else that is comfortable. Practice something comfortable. And reverse the direction of the circling. Let it go and rest. Bring yourself up to sitting and take your left leg out in front more or less straight. So if you need to bend it a little bit to the side, that's fine. And take your right knee bent on the floor so that your right heel is back by your right buttock. So the right knee is bent on the floor. There you go. Very good. And it's just a natural thing. Most of you are already doing it. Lean on your left hand. And the only constraint is that you continue to lean on your left hand. Okay, so you have to keep a little weight in your left hand. That'll help. Take your right hand underneath your right knee and begin to, the right knee. Take it underneath your right knee and begin to lift it a little bit, very gently. Very gently. That's right. That's right. Keeping your left hand on the floor. Now you can, so if you put your right hand between your right knee and the floor, that's maybe a little bit easier. Because you're, that's right, you bring it up and you bring it back down. And you can move any part of yourself any way you want to make the movement in your right knee easier, except you need to keep your left hand on the floor. So you can move your head, your lower back, your belly can come out, your spine can turn. See what's possible in terms of, of course, don't do anything that's uncomfortable, but see what's possible in terms of bringing your right knee up toward the ceiling and maybe even a little bit behind you. Yeah. Very gently. And really find a way to do that that uses the rest of you. And as you're, if your knee is coming toward the ceiling, if you're comfortably getting that far, then with your hand on what will then be the front of your right knee, you can actually start to push a little bit backwards to bring the knee down. That's right. That's right. Oh, that's so easy. For some of you, that is so easy. make it easy. Whatever it is that you do, do the easy thing. That's nice. So remember that your left leg doesn't have to be a burden. Your left leg can help too. That's nice. Very nice. Notice where your eyes go. If your eyes go up or down, does that make a difference? Very nice. Very nice. As your knee comes toward the ceiling, notice what's going on in your lower back. You have not only the ability to round, but also to arch and to look up. That's nice. Very good. So when you're finished messing around with that, then lie on your back and rest. And feel your hip joints. Because your ability to do the movement that we were just playing with is not the important piece. The important piece is how easy is it for you to use your hip joints to do what you want to do? And how easy it is going to be related to whether you have a lot of unnecessary work in that area. So just see if maybe now it feels like there's a little bit less muscular activation through your hip girdle. I know that you are curious about what that's like on the other side. So come up to sitting and take your left knee bent with the inside of your leg on the floor and your left heel by your left buttock and your right leg more or less straight in front of you. Lean on your right hand. Put your left hand underneath your left knee, and begin to lift your left knee up a little bit and then back down. Start small because it's maybe more interesting to know how this side is different than the other than to know whether this side can do that movement. So if you can put the inside of your left leg on the floor so that your left heel is by your left buttock, if you can comfortably, then do that. And gradually you see if your left knee can come toward the ceiling. What do you do with your lower back as it comes toward the ceiling? Do you arch and look up, or do you round and look down, or do you do some combination of those two things? And if your knee is comfortable going further, you can take your left hand to the front of your knee as it comes up toward the ceiling and press a little back. But very gently, taking care of your knee and your groin. That's nice. That's very nice. Let it go when you're done and rest. Bend your knees, stand your feet. Take your right knee up over your chest and bring both hands underneath your right knee. Slide your right hand down towards your right ankle. Leave your left hand up on the top of your right knee. And begin to take your right ankle towards your midline, so to the left. So your foot's going in and your knee's going out. Out being away from your torso, that's right. And your foot goes in towards your midline. And begin to roll in the direction that your knee is going. Now, if you can take your right hand to the outside of your right foot, do that. So you actually clasp the foot with your right hand on the outside of the pinky toe side of your right foot. So your right hand. There you go. And if you can't, you keep it on your ankle or wherever. And you roll in the direction that your knee is going. So your knee is going to the right and your ankle is going to the left, and you roll a little bit to the right. Let your head go with. That's nice. And back. And see if your foot doesn't kind of go up a little bit as you go to the right. So it's like the foot goes far away from the floor as your knee comes to the right. So the angle of the joint of the knee opens. Your knee comes toward the floor, your ankle is inside, but it's like your right foot kicks up toward the air as you toward the ceiling as you go to the right.
What's your left leg doing? Does it stay straight up or does it go with you?
No, your left leg, you try it both ways, but your left leg can move as you roll. Yeah. That's good. Put your feet in standing and rest for a moment. Let go of your foot, let go of your ambition. Feel your hip joints. And then bring your left knee up over your chest and both hands to the left knee. Slide your left hand down to the outside of your left foot, if that's comfortable, or your left ankle. And begin to take your left ankle to the right. And your left knee to the left. And feel how it's possible to kind of go with the knee and begin that rolling movement to the left. Notice how your pelvis and the weight of your pelvis moves as your knee goes to the left. And see what it's like to have your left foot kind of go toward the ceiling a little bit as part of that movement. What does that introduce? So if your hand is on the outside of your left foot and your foot goes toward the ceiling, there's this whole arrangement, that's nice, that allows this rolling to the left to be very organized and controlled. That's nice. And come back and rest. Bend your knees and stand your feet and take both of your knees over your chest and take your hands to the outside of each of your feet or wherever it works for you. So your lower leg, your ankle, or if you can, the outside, the pinky toe side of your feet so that you have both feet. And then take the heels away from each other and keep the knees together. And take your knees a little bit further away from yourself and begin to make circles with your lower leg. So your knees are together and your lower leg is making a little circle. Knees together, heels apart, that's right. And then reverse the direction. And leave it and rest. Check in with your sense of your hip joints and the sense of your whole self. What's changed? Take your time, and when you're ready, roll.